Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Message on Facebook, and there's probably so many people, Scotty, that are dealing with it. Sad to say, so many people can relate to this, especially around the holidays. We have our friend James Whitaker, host of the Win the Day podcast, on the air with us, too.
Yep, here it's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy, our weekly friend. Hello, my bud. Hi, yeah, thank you for coming on.
My favorite part of the week is being here with you.
And I love it how people reach out to us now specifically for advice from you, which is so great. Yeah. And if you ever want to come on the air, just let us know. But this is a message that we got, and it's like a sucker punch to the gut. She said, just got laid off a month ago. Still no unemployment pay. Hoping I can still give my 17 grandbabies a Christmas gift. And it's like she doesn't know what to do. She's like been blindsided by being laid off. And this is the worst time. And I don't know why companies do this. But when you find yourself in that spot of the in-between, like it's going to get better eventually.
Yeah, it's very difficult. The first thing you need to do is just create a little bit of mental space for yourself. Like just breathe, just relax and recognize that everything in the universe is working for you rather than against you. You don't want to be desperate. You don't want to be doing all of those different things where you allow those negative thoughts to come in. Just breathe, feel it, experience it, and embrace this phase that you're in. You can do that and recognize that things are going to get better and that you have agency over that. You have control over some of those things that are going to happen for you, then that's how you can get a lot of this good stuff to start to happen. And the second thing that I would do, specifically for that goal around wanting to provide for Christmas all of those presents, Scotty touched on it there. The best gifts aren't things that you go and buy at a department store. The best gifts are thoughtful things that you can do. Now, I'm not always the best at doing these thoughtful things, but every year I write cards to some people in my life who have played a really interesting role or new friends that I've met. And I just, that's the opportunity to have a heartfelt message to be able to send some of those things. There are so many videos available online that can help you get good at different arts and crafts. There's a lot of thoughtful gifts that you can create. That's number two. And number three, I would focus on really consolidating and thinking about what are the skills that I have? Like, what am I uniquely positioned to help with? What are the solutions that I'm uniquely well-placed to provide people? And then tap into your local network. Just look through your phone at all of these different people. Check in with these people. Send them an audio message or a text message. Let's catch up for a coffee. How are you going? And then naturally in conversation, they're going to ask, how are you doing? And that's when you can say, well, actually, here's here's what happened to me recently, but I'm really excited because I have these particular skills. Do you know of one or two people who you think I could go and talk to about this, who might have a role or an opportunity for me to help? And yeah. I think if you did those three things, you might be able to build some momentum very quickly.
Yeah, and put that ask in your email signature.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes back to one of the past times you were on the air with us.
You know, it's funny. Last Christmas, I have two boys, 25 and 29. The 29-year-old gave me some great Bills swag for Buffalo Bills. My 25-year-old wrote my wife and I two long personal letters on how he was thankful,
aww,
what he learned. That meant more. I hate to.
Oh, don't say that out loud.
It meant,
wow,
more in a different way.
Sure.
And yeah, what you suggest is absolutely spot on. Absolutely.
When I was 16 years old, we went on a retreat for high school. Mm-hmm. And when you're in it, everyone talks. It was a bit of a new thing that they offered at the time. And everyone was talking about vulnerabilities and some really difficult things that they have overcome in their life. And that's very difficult at the age of 16 when you're not even really sure. You don't have the life experience to be able to see what's going on. And on day two of the retreat, everyone opened up a letter from their parents and from their other family members.
Oh.
And it was just talking about their life and how much they meant to them. And it actually gives me chills just talking about that. Like letting someone know how much you care about them and how much joy that they have brought to your life is really powerful. While at the same time is recognizing that you do have control over your life. You are not a victim to the circumstances. You are strong. You are ready to go.
I like that.
Excellent.
Oh, that's such a good way to end that.
Yeah, absolutely. James, thanks, man. You're always an inspiration. Make sure you go check out his podcast. It's the Win the Day podcast. Anywhere you get your podcast, including the free Odyssey app.
Yes, absolutely. And you'll be on the air with us. If you want to join in on the conversation and be on with us with James, just let me know. Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com.
All right, James, see you next time, man. Thank you.
Spezzano and Sandy, celebrating 25 years of Waking Up Rochester.
Sing it!
They've been part of my life for 25 years.
Morning radio doesn't get better than this.
Spezzano and Sandy, weekday morning starting at 6 on 98.9
The Buzz.